新的一年啊，一些老套的话总要说的。
Well, we are going to repeat some words every year.
虽然每年都重复啊，可能听了也很麻木了，也不想再讲了。
Probably because we repeat this every year, so you are not sensitive to it and don't want to listen that anymore.
啊，当然这是我第一次在这边讲了。
But this is my first time to talk about this here.
啊，第一次与你们一起共度新年。
To share the new year with you here the first time.
啊，当然了，最享受的就是享受了许多的美食。
I enjoy a lot of beautiful food.
还有弟兄姊妹的亲切啊，这种的爱心团契。
And the fellowship, the caring and loving among brothers and sisters.
但是重要的，我们不想再枉然过一年。
But most importantly, we don't want to waste another year.
或者浪费我们的青春。
Or waste our life and time.
啊，当然我们还有青春了哈。
While we still have, you know, the young life.
所以往往到年尾或者年头的时候，我们都想啊收拾一些残局，重新整顿。
We typically want to wrap up things at the end of the year and want to have a new start for the new year.
或者你说我又长大一年了。
Maybe you see I get older for one more year.
我想长大，不要长老。
grow up one more year.
但是也有人说啊，人到中年就万事休了。
Maybe some people say that, you know, I'm in the middle age and I won't have any great plan for the future.
啊，我们还有什么大志的？我们就是安安定定的生活就好了。
I don't have any objective and just want a normal, stable life.
或者你说我已经年老了，我的老眼昏花了，有什么还可以做呢？
Or you may say that I'm too old to see anything clearly, so I won't be able to do anything anymore.
但是当我们看到我们的日子的时候，
But when we examine our daily life,
我们怎么去度过呢？
How do we spend every day?
除了外在的因素，
In addition to the external factors,
其实内在是更重要的。
The internal character are more important.
有个心理专家，他写了一本书，他这么说。
A psychological expert published a book, says like this.
他说，如果你发现你的事情搞坏了。
He said, if you find out that you have messed up something,
你应该把它弄好。
You should go to fix it.
如果有些事情你搞不清楚的。
If you cannot understand something,
你快快搞清楚它。
Just go to figure it out.
啊，所以搞不好的搞好它。
And try to fix the thing that you mess up.
啊，尽量活像年轻人。
Try your best to live a life as if you were still young.
那你就觉得生活很有意义了。
And you are going to feel the meaning of your life.
那当然，这样的讲法是一个好的忠告。
Of course, it's a good advice.
啊。对我们基督徒来也是很重要的。
It's also important to our Christian.
我们说世界的人说我们要活得精彩。
In this world, people say that we should live a wonderful life.
那基督徒应该说我们要活得充实和丰盛。
Well, our Christians say we should live a life which is abundant.
啊，就是属灵的丰盛很重要。
Spiritually, we have abundant life.
有一位第二次世界大战的将领，他的名字叫 Douglas MacArthur。
A famous general in the World War II, Douglas MacArthur.
他讲过这样的一句话。
He said like this.
他说：“年轻不是生命的一个时期。
”He said, "Young is not a period of your life."
乃是思想上的一个状况。
Is a kind of status of your thinking.
年轻不是生命的，只是生命的某个时期而已。
Being young is not like just you are at a certain age.
乃是在你思想上的一个状况。
That depends on how you think.
就好像你的信心，你的状况是怎么样，你的信心就怎么样。
Just like the faith, it's not, it's depends on how your, how you say that, how you, how you, how the status is not your physical body.
或者你觉得老
or you feel old.
或者你觉得有一些自卑感
or you self-abased.
那有也有一个心理学家他心理医生他说人其实到了60岁他体力跟25岁只是稍微减退一点罢了。
Psychologist believes people at the age of 60, they are only, you know, their physical body are only slightly weaker than young people who are at the age of 25.
当然很多人不同意了哈。
Of course, many people disagree.
所以人在某方面的体力会减退。
The body, you know, may decline in some aspects.
但是在我们的内心，我们的心智可以增加。
But our internal character may become stronger.
啊，我们知道教会都有一些比较年长的弟兄姐妹。
We know we have some seniors, brothers and sisters in our church.
啊，不要看低他们年长啊。
Well, don't underestimate them because they are old.
啊、有一个教会他有个秘书他已经68岁还在侍奉、
One church has a secretary who is 68、
啊、每次他们出去、这个、他们在一个城市里面每次出去发单张的时候他要跟着去、
She participated the activities every time when they travel to spread the
track所以他有一次走了4里路之后，他的果骨就破裂了。
Once after she walked 4 miles, she broken her ankle.
所以他就去看医生，医生就把他的这个果根，就是果骨包起来，包扎起来，装了石膏。
So she went to see the doctor, and the doctor wrapped up her ankle with what's that called?
Casket.
I've never had that.
但是他很不满意，他说：“哎呀，我不行，我还是要去传福音。
”But she was not happy with that because she said, "I still need to go to spread the gospel."
他还是要到教会去供帮忙。
She still wants to go to work at church.
啊，他的教会每次要是上去这个第一堂、这个第一层的时候，都要走过25级的楼梯。
In order to get to her church office, she has to walk up 25 stairs.
所以一个星期后，他说不行，他就跑回医生那边说：“哎，跟我拆掉这个石膏，我不要。”
One week later, she went back to the doctor and asked the doctor to remove the what's that called again? Test.
但是那个医生说不行，你一定要包住他。但是他坚持不行，他说要一定要拆开它。
The doctor won't do that, but she.
啊、如果不这样做我回去我把它自己打破它、
She told the doctor that if you don't do it I'm going to break it by myself
所以医生也没辙了就只好把它拆掉了
So eventually the doctor removed it、
这位老姐妹她一拐一拐的、就这样回去继续的来做主的工作
And the old sister stumbled back and keep working for God
虽然你看这样是不对但是她的精神可嘉
Although it might not be a best strategy, but her attitude is, should be highly appreciated.
她有毅力，有恒心，是我们可以赞赏学习的。
Well, she has the persistence, that we should learn from her.
相信这个精神也是我们面对新的一年我们需要学习的。
Probably you need to learn that kind of attitude from her when we are facing a new year.
虽然我们每个人都有一些缺陷，都有一些的短缺不足。
Although each of us may have some kind of deficiency shortcomings.
但是我们如果有像这位姐妹的心智，我们都能够做到做成神要我们做的工作。
But if we all have this kind of attitude, motivation, I think we can all do the work that God wants us to do.
所以今天我们要从保罗啊，使徒保罗在圣经里面启示的这几句话语，让我们学习啊，作为一个指引啊，我们怎么去度过这一年。
So today we try to learn something from what what Paul says, so that we can get some kind of guideline for the new year.
一点，我们要活出一个称义的爱。
The first point, we want to live out a love is justification. Is that right?
Yes. 有一次，有个朋友给我了一张支票。
Once a friend gave me a check.
啊，一次现金的支票。现金的支票，现金 cash check.
Cash check.
但是我到这个银行的时候就无法提款啊。
But I cannot cash it.
啊，我就打电话去询问啊，这个为什么我不能提款
？So I called to ask why I cannot cash it.
他说这个银行的户口不是没有钱啊。
I was told that this account has money in it.
啊，这只是他有一些资金的短缺啊。
But the account is short of funds.
啊，所以不够钱，所以没法兑现全部，所以你请稍微等一下。
Okay, so it has money, but it doesn't have enough money to cash the whole check.
可能你也遇过这种情况啊。
Maybe you come across such a situation.
但是这是给我们看见一个接近啊。
So that tell us something.
啊，我们生命好多时候不是所谓的缺乏资金。
Our life in many cases is not short of fun,
或者缺乏能力
or short of energy.
只是很多时候我们尽力所谓的资金边低啊，边低就是比较低的这个资金。
Sometimes we kind of have the low level fun.
啊，尤其是今天我们啊，这个开销啊越来越多。
Especially we have more and more expense.
如果你的家庭有孩子就知道了。
You have to understand that if you have kids.
又要买更好的食物，穿更好的衣服，要房子，很多很多的开销。
You need to buy more food, more clothes, house, all kind of expense.
很多人知道，住在美国，我们常面对一个任务。
Living in America, we always need to do one thing.
就是要收账单。
To pay.Bills.
就是要收到这个账单。
Receive bills.
这是账单，不但是纸的账单，电子账单也有。
Paper and paperless bills.
所以一张来了，一张又跟着来，每月重复。
One after another, week after, month after month.
所以我们可以不做其他事情，但是那些水费、电费、保险费、分期不管，你不得不管它。
We might not have to do other things, but we have to pay bills like the water, utility, mortgage.
所以真的好像这个账单，就好像这个夏天的野草长了又长。
The bills is just like the weeds in summer keep going, growing.
所以这可以告诉我们一个真相。
It tells us a truth.
也是一个坏消息。
It's also a bad news.
因为我们所有的人都是债务人。
Because all of us are debtors.
我们都是债务人。
We all own debts.
我们都欠债。
We own debts.
而且常常欠。
Very frequently.
或者你听来说，实在是不是一个好东西的。
It doesn't sound very, very good.
但是有一句话在70年代的时候讲了一句俗语，怎么说？
There's a saying in seventies.
70年代啊，他说啊，有借有还是上等人。
上等人 ，the normal person always pay off their debt on time.
很好的翻译啊，有借有还上等人，是的，有就是上等人常常会付他的债啊，虽然有债。
Okay, the noble person, although we own debt, but we always pay off our debt.
所以这一不一定是完全不好啊。
It's not necessarily completely bad.
所以说，这个其实最大的债务不是钱财方面的。
Actually, the biggest debt is not in finance.
乃是属灵方面。
But in it's a spiritual debt.
我欠你的。
I own you.
你也欠我。
You also own me.
我们欠每个人的爱心的债。
We own the debt of loving to each other.
你说这样的讲法好像好奇怪啊。
This sounds weird.
人家说有欠这个情债情感的债情债。
People may say that we own debt of love to our lovers.
但是怎么会欠爱心的债呢？
Why we owe the debt of loving and caring?
所以你看这个罗马书第十三章第八节，保罗就这样说了。
In Romans chapter 13 verse 8, Paul said,
他说凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全的律法。
It says that no debt remaining outstanding except the continuing debt to love each other, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
我们人常常认为啊，其他人或者我们的父母、我们的孩子、我们的丈夫、我们的妻子，他们做什么为我做什么都是理所当然的。
We often think that no matter what others, including our parents, friends, whatever they do for us, we just take that for granted.
所以无形中我们常以为人欠我们。
So we always feel that others own us.
其实我们自己欠人也很多了。
Actually, we owe a lot of to others.
所以神很奇妙地告诉我们要感到亏欠来爱人。
So, amazingly, God tells us we should love others with a feeling of own debt.
常感到亏欠的来去爱人，你没有尝试过。
Have you tried to love other people with a feeling of owning debt?
圣经常强调爱人。
The Bible emphasizes loving.
爱人爱他人是最应该做的事情。
Love each other is the something that we should do most.
最好的事情。
The best thing we can do.
神让我们去爱所有的人，直到我们离开这个世界。
God wants us to love everybody until we leave the world.
所以这里说要爱人如己啊。
So it says that we should love our neighbors just as ourselves.
你看这个中文翻译就是只是爱人如己，但是英文呢，它就说 neighbor， 你的邻居。
In Chinese, it just says love people. In English, it says love your neighbors.
还是中国人比较慷慨啊，爱欠不人，不只是你的邻居。
In Chinese, it's broader, not only neighbors, everybody.
所以爱的力量大的是无法去计算去测度的。
The power of love is too great to be calculated.
其实这边 这段经文两次重复说爱能完成律法。
Here this Bible verse repeated twice to say that love fulfills the law.
什么是律法呢？
So what are laws?
这个律法就讲到旧约的这些人所守的律法，这个以色列所守的律法。
So the laws here means the old in the Old Testament, the Israel what they followed the laws that they followed.
他们常常以为想守这律法就能够被称为合乎神、讨神喜悦、合乎神的标准。
They believe that as long as they follow the laws, fulfill the laws, they will achieve God's will.
当然，没有一个人能够靠着律法能够达到神的心意。
Of course, nobody can actually do that to achieve God's standard by fulfilling laws.
因为整个律法都是指向那位救主耶稣基督。
Because the whole law points to the Savior.
所以今天我们基督徒已经因着耶稣基督的十字架的救恩，我们可以以爱来做成主耶稣曾经为我们做的。
Today, our Christian, we are able to do what Jesus has done for us because of God's salvation.
所以所谓完全的律法。
So here, fulfillment of laws
就是能够达到律法的要求和标准。
Means that we can meet the expectations and standards of the laws.
保罗让我们看到爱的功力是何等浩大。
Paul shows that how great the power of love is.
是何等不可思议的。
It's unimaginable.
如果今天我们做任何事情，一切的出发点都是以爱来出发点，就是没有错的。
So we can't do anything wrong if we do that out of love.
如果你爱一个人，你不会向他人犯罪。
If you love a person, you won't sin against him or her.
如果你爱的对待一个人，你就不会伤害那个人。
If you love a person, you won't hurt that person.
你不会欺骗他，你不会偷他的东西。
You won't cheat, you won't steal.
你不会讲他的坏话。
You won't say bad words.
不会毁谤他。
毁谤。
Slander,
嗯。
所以啊，在这个彼得曾经也讲过这句话啊。
Peter says like this.
彼得前书四章八节，他说最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 8, Peter says, above all, love each other deeply.
因为爱能遮盖许多的罪。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
啊，这个遮盖的意思就是说，省去许多犯罪的可能啊。
Here the cover means is going to remove the possibility of commit sins.
所以我们应该爱所有的人。
So we should love everybody.
但事实上是不容易的。
But actually, it is very difficult to do that.
当一个人得罪我们的时候。
Especially when somebody offends us.
或者一个人使你看得不顺眼的时候。
Or somebody just make you uncomfortable.
所以你看他不喜欢他的时候。
You don't like him or her.
啊，所以他们做的事情你可能都不同意的。
Yeah, you disagree with what they are doing.
但是圣经，我们基督徒，神告诉我们要尽力的去展示我们对他们的爱。
But the Bible tells us that we should try our best to show our love to them.
因为基督徒的爱是超然的。
Because our love is 超然 super is super to the normal love.
Yeah. 曾经有一个美国的黑人家庭。
There was a African American family.
他父亲去啊，这个父亲去世了。
The father passed away.
那家人就得到了一笔啊保险金。
They got life insurance.
差不多十万块。
About $100,000.
那这个做妈妈的就想着帮助啊他们这个孩子啊有一个比较好的环境。
So the mom wants to use the money to pay their give the kids a better living environment.
啊，他们住在一个叫做哈林区，你知道纽约市的哈林区啊 ，Harlem 嘛，就是那个地方啊，这个很复杂的地方，所以他们想搬出这个地方。
So they want to move out the area that they are currently living, Harlem.
Harlem.
Not a good neighbor in New York City.
所以这个他的女儿也很聪明。
The daughter is very smart.
她梦想要成为一个医生，所以想到医学院读书。
Her dream is to become a doctor, so she wants to study in a medical school.
但是她的哥哥却也有一个不可忽视的梦想。
But the brother also has a dream.
他已经预备想跟他朋友合伙来做一个做生意。
He wants to do business. Partner with his friend.
所以他就要求他妈妈，你给我这笔钱，我必给你赚钱，然后啊有回报来改变我们的生活。
He begged his mother to give the money to him to do business, and he promised to make more money to change the life of his family.
最后他妈妈也答应了。
Eventually, the mother agreed.
怎么知道过了一年之后呢？这个生意就垮了，他们就亏本了啊，血本无归啊。
A year later, the business failed and they lost all the money, got nothing.、Left.
所以他们的生活就好像呀，就好像啊，梦想破灭。
So their dream is gone.
所以他的妹妹非常的生气。
So his sister was so angry.
啊，一直骂他啊。但是他妈妈对这个妹妹说
But the mother said to the girl,
她说这个时候应该是爱他，不是骂他。
So now we should love him instead of blaming him.
但是他妹妹说他这个哥哥都没什么可爱的， 他把这个钱都花光了。
The daughter said, you know, he has nothing deserved love.
但是妈妈说，你一定，他一定有值得我们可以去爱的。
But the mother said, there must be something in him that deserves our love.
如果我们学不到这个，我们什么都没学到了。
If we can, we don't learn this lesson, we really get nothing.
是的，我们认为什么时候你最爱一个人呢？
When do you think you love a person most?
或者你想到这个人没有给我麻烦，我可以爱他。
You may say, okay, I can love this person because he or she doesn't bring any trouble to me.
他对我蛮不错，我可以爱他。
He's good to me, so I can love him. Okay.
当然不是的，你真的能爱一个人的时候。
When you really love somebody,
你真的能关心一个人的时候
when you really care somebody,
是他最困难的时候
should be at the most difficult situation for that person,
最不可爱的时候
it's the least lovable moment,
最难去爱的时候
it's the most difficult time to love.
如果在他生命中最落魄最潦倒的你去爱他的时候
If you love a person in that person's worst situation in his or her life,
那你就能选出你的爱是真实的。
Then you show that your love is true love.
对神国的子民来说
to the citizens of the kingdom of God,
我们都有值得可爱的地方。
Each of us has something lovable.
因为神圣洁的神也觉得我们有某处的可爱吧。
Even the holy God see something in us that deserves love.
所以如果他这个人有值得你去爱的
，If a person deserves your love，
那你却没有，反而没有去爱他。
But you don't love that person，
那你就是亏欠了他。
Then you owe the debt of love to that person.
今天我们活在这个世界上
Today in this world,
最缺乏的
what lack most
就是爱心
is heart of love.
我们需要用爱心把人带到耶稣基督的面前
we should use love to bring people to Jesus.
新的一年里面
in a new year,
我们需要活出一个有爱的生命
we should live out a lifeFull of love.
使徒约翰也说过这么一句话。
John also say like this.
他说：“若有彼此相爱的心
，If you love each other,
众人就认出我们是他的门徒了。
All men will know that we are his disciples.
这是第一点我们要学习的。
That's the first point that we want to learn.
然后保罗在这里也告诉我们第十三章十一节
Paul also told us here in chapter 13 verse 11
说在此你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了
Okay, he said understanding the present time the hour has come for you to wake up from your sleepBecause our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
其实时间是最无情的东西。
Actually, time is the most merciless thing.
有人说我们失去最多的就是时间。
Yeah, some people say that what we lost the most is time.
其实我们应该说我们最浪费的、最多的就是时间，对不对
？Actually, we should say that what we waste the most is time.
我们很多时候以怠慢的心来对待时间。
So we always treat time with lazy.
有一次有一个家庭他们要出远门。
Once one family when they were ready to travel out of town for a long time.
那他们就先收拾好他们的东西。
They were packing up everything they need.
也要处理他们的垃圾，把那垃圾丢掉。
And they also need to, dump the trash.
所以妈妈就吩咐孩子。
The mother asked, her kids.
把家里那些食物啊的垃圾就倒到外面去。
Throw out those leftover foods.
那这个哥听了之后就告诉弟弟说。
The older son.
告诉他弟弟 把这个垃圾丢到外面去。那等了会子，这个弟弟又告诉他的妹妹说
the younger brother told his younger sister、
我要收拾东西，你把这个垃圾丢下去外面去。
I have something to do, and you dump the trash.、
妹妹又叫另外一个弟弟这么做。
Then the sister told another kid to do so.
所以在出门的时候，妈妈就问这个哥哥。
Then when they left, the mom asked the older son.
这个说啊，有人搞定了，不要担心。
And he replied that okay, it has been taken care of tomorrow.
那哥哥就问弟弟说，有人搞定了，不要担心。
Yeah, the older son asked the younger son. The younger son said, okay, it's done. Don't worry.
一个月后他们回家
one month later, when they come back,
把门一打开、
open the door,
哇这个臭味熏人、
the whole house smells horrible,
因为他们没有把垃圾丢掉
because, you know, they forgot to dump the trash.
我们人很多的时候就是拖延怠慢
and we always do like that, we delay and postpone.
当然这个拖延怠慢你也可能也要看是什么事情吧
well, it depends on what we are doing.
就好像刚才我们说你要付账单你不可能怠慢了对不对、
just like if you know you can't delay for paying your bills
尤其是、这个冬天要付这个 电费单或者这个煤气单你要特别要做
so especially the utility bills you can't delay
或者做功课你的孩子做功课
or doing the homework
你不能怠慢吧
cannot be delayed
或者你说丢垃圾打理处理房间啊这些是处理杂物
dump the trash and clean up the house.
所以有时候我们说哎呀我们孩子的房间是最乱的
sometimes you know, we say the kids room is very messy
但是有些人说男孩子的房间是最乱的
some say boys room are messy
这当然我也不例外了、
well, so is yours
但是结婚之后呢就受到一点威胁、
after marriage I got pressure、
他在说如果你不收拾你就没饭吃了、
well, my wife won't give me food until I clean up my room
所以想到这个就很惭愧哎呀这应该我要收拾的就慢慢怠慢了慢慢做
okay, I feel sorry feel ashamed of that
所以我们看到当你告诉、一个人
when you tell somebody
他这个人很爱拖延时间的人。
If it's a kind of a laid-back person,
你要给他忠告，你给他好意。
If you want to give him some advice,
你知道有什么事情发生吗
Do you know what will happen?
当你告诉一个人啊，这个是很好的，你要改啊，你这要做，你知道这样的人他的反应是怎么呢
When you tell somebody that you know this is you know a good thing that you should really do it, do you know what will happen?
答案就是没有什么事情发生因为他怠慢拖延所以今天我们最大的拖延就是面对生命的属灵的事情
The biggest delay that we are having today is the delay in our spiritual life
有很多人听到福音之后说我应该接受主的、哎、我是应该接受主应该相信他的
You know, after hear the gospel, we know, okay, yeah, it's, I should accept the Lord Jesus.
或者我应该受洗了。
I should be baptized.
我应该多花时间去教会去服侍主。
I should spend more time to go to church to serve the Lord.
但是很容易的我们就把它隔在一边。
But very easily we put that aside.
中国人有句话说就是脱离带水。
In Chinese, we call that moving this muddy water.
很多时候我们说等等吧，迟一点吧。
We say, okay, just wait a little bit.
因为我们以为还有很多时间。
Because we think we still have plenty of time.
但谁说我们有很多时间呢？
But who tell us we have plenty of time?
我相信魔鬼试图要说服我们。
So actually, the devil likes to convince us that we have plenty of time.
以为有我们有很充足的时间。
So that we thought we have plenty of time.
在圣经里面，以弗所书五章十五到十六节这么警告我们。
In the Bible, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15,
他说：“你们要谨慎行事。”
says be very careful how you live.
不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
Not as unwise, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为先进的世代邪恶。
Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil, devil.
主耶稣说，我们不要怠慢。
Lord Jesus told us.Do not delay,
尤其是在我们生命中要成就主的旨意的事情
especially in our life when we should do something to accomplish God's will,
当我们拖延怠慢的时候
when we delayed,
事情就越更糟糕
it's getting worse,
或者更困难去解决
become more difficult.
如果你听了福音之后你实在知道这是好的
After hear the gospel, you know this is really good.
你应该就悔改，相信他，应该接受洗礼。
Then you should repent and accept Lord Jesus and be baptized.
但是当我们在等的时候，直到死亡临到的时候，那可能是没有机会了。
But you know, if we wait and wait, then the coming of death, then we lost the opportunity.
所以保罗这里在这十一节说，在这里面写的，今天就是应该趁早睡醒的时候了。
So Paul here says that now is time to wake up from your sleep.
他说在这的意思就是立刻去做。
It means do that immediately.
不要沉睡。
Don't keep sleeping.
不要在梦里沉睡。
Don't stay in your dream.
我们都爱睡觉。
We all like to sleep.
如果你让自己不谨慎去睡的时候
So if we just let us to sleep whenever we want
我们就会浪费很多时间
We will waste a lot of time
有人更不喜欢早起床
Some people they don't like to wake up early
尤其是小孩子读书的时候
Especially when kids in school
甚至到我们上班的时候考试的时候
Yeah, even when we are workingTaking a test.
但是我们主要起来把事情弄好做好。
But we need to wake up anyway so that we can get things done.
有一句话我们小的时候常常听到的。
We heard this when we were young.
我早睡早起身体好。
Go to bed early, wake up early, that make you healthy.
做起事情一定好。
That make you productive.
早睡早起身体好，做起事情一定好，有没有听过？
Have you heard about that?
这个有医学上的这个道理啊，也是我们这个精神态度上的需要的。
Yeah, actually, it makes sense both physically and mentally.
有人这么说，如果要使梦想成真，最好就是梦中醒过来。
Some people say that if you really want to make your dream come true, you'd better wake up from your dream.
另外有一个人这么说，如果要把解决的事情拖延，就变得更难了。
Put off things, put things off, it become harder.
把难的事情再拖延，那就变成不可能了。
Put off harder things off, it become impossible.
所以保罗说什么呢？趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救比初信的时候更近了。
Paul says, our salvation is near now than when we first believe.
这个是对每一个时代人的呼唤。
That's a call to all ages.
因为这里讲到得救这个字，就是讲到最终极的拯救，就是耶稣基督第二次再来的时候。
Now the salvation means the ultimate salvation that happens when Jesus Christ comes again.
就是那个荣耀的子跟我们已经越来越近了。
The day of glory is coming closer.
也可以说是我们在世的日子短暂，我们要见主的面越来越不早了。
It reminds of us the short life on earth that we will be facing the Lord pretty soon.
所以这里第十二节说，黑夜已深，百昼将近，我们就唱脱去暗昧的行为。
So it says the night is nearly over and the day is almost here. So let us put aside the days of darkness.
戴上光明的兵器。
And put on the armor of light.
我们生命里面还有什么是暗昧的行为呢？
What do we have in our life? Is days of darkness.
我们怎么不能面对主的？
What do we have that we cannot bring that with us when we face the Lord?
但是我们在每个人的生命中都有黑暗的一面。
Each of us have the darkness in our life.
我们可能在挣扎，在缠累着我们。
Those darkness is entangled us. We have been struggling with that.
所以保罗说，醒过来，要立刻行动对付他。
So Paul said, "Wake up and take immediate action."
在新的一年，我们要处理清楚这些的啊，不。荣耀主不讨神喜悦的事情。
So in New Year, we should take actions immediately to deal with those darkness that doesn't please God.
然后最后是要披戴主耶稣基督的生命。
And eventually, we should clothe us with Lord Jesus. Put on.
我们说穿衣服披戴是一件很重要的事情。
Clothes, dress up, that's important.
我们很注重我们的衣着。
We pay attention on our address appearance.
有位乡村的牧师
A pastor in a village.
有一次，他很生气的对他妻子说
，Once was very very mad at his wife.
他说：“为什么你买一套100块的衣服啊
？”And ask why, ask his wife why you why did you buy a dress cost $100?
他大声的说：“你怎么会这么做呢？”
How can you do this?
这太太说我不知道啊。
The wife answered, I don't know.
我站在那个店的前面的这个商店的前面。
When I was standing outside the store,
然后看见那个衣服是蛮好看的。
I saw that nice dress.
所以我就进去看了。
So I entered the store.
然后不知道怎么样的，我就在那边又试衣服了。
I don't know, somehow I was trying that dress.
就好像有个声音告诉我在耳边说，你看很好看，应该把它买下来。
There was a voice near my ear telling me that, you know, this is a nice dress, you should buy it.
已经很折扣了，也很难得，你快快买吧。
It's a big discount, it's, you know, it's a good deal.
然后这个牧师告诉他，你应该知道怎么对付他嘛，如果有这样的声音，是魔鬼的声音啊。
The pastor said, yeah, that's the voice of the devil, you should know how to deal with it.
就太太说，我知道，我就奉主的名叫他滚到我后面去。
And the wife said, yes, I knew, I did. I said, okay, in the Lord of Jesus, I order you get behind me.
就太太说，我是有这么做，但是当他到我后面的时候，他从后面看一下，哇，你衣服在后面看来也不错。
And then the wife said, okay, I did that. I ordered the devil get behind me. But after that, the devil told me from behind me, I said, okay, the dress looks great too from back. So I bought it.
所以我买了那种。所以这个穿着很重要，但是我们要穿什么呢？
Clothes is important, but what do we put on?
在不同的场合，我们穿不一样的衣服。
So we are going to dress differently for different events.
就好像我们上班，我们到教会、到学校、到宴会，都穿不一样的衣服。
So we are going to dress differently. When we go to work, go to church, go to different places.
我记得我去年时候我在读书的时候，有一个同学他很讲究这个名牌的东西。
I remember that I have a friend in school. He likes to the famous brands.
所以见面的时候，他说：“来来来，来看看我的这个牌子。”
So every time we get together, he always show me, say, you know, take a look at my clothes and you know this some kind of famous brand.
有一句俗语这么说：“先敬罗衣，后敬人。”不知道你听过。
An old Chinese saying that respect clothes more than the person.
其实他要讽刺人说人只看以外貌取人。
Actually, it means that you know, the person, the judge somebody from appearance.
但是很多时候我们都是这样子。
But actually, sometimes we do the same thing.
但是对我们信耶稣的人是这句话是不恰当的。
But of course, that's not right to us who believe in Jesus.
因为神是先看我们的内心，不是我们的外在。
Because God look at us, look at our hearts, not the appearance.
但有时我们的外在也不可抹杀，因为我们穿什么也表达我们里面的人。
Yeah, of course, you know, we cannot deny that what we put on reflect the internal characters of our life.
为什么有些女孩子她很喜欢穿一些很暴露、很耀眼的衣服？
So that's why you know some girls they like to wear those what's that called? Flirtations dress. Now that, yeah.
这个人是因为他生命里面没有一个神是心意的依据啊。
Because you know that kind of person, you know, she doesn't have the root of life inside.
只是依照自己的情欲去做。
So she has to do something according to her own desire.
所以第十四节保罗说，总要匹戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
So in verse 14, Paul says, close yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nations.
所以我们看到、啊、相反的 你也可以用外在的这个装扮去掩饰你内在生命的不足。
Yeah, also in contrast, you probably can make up or cover your deficiency by your outside clothes.
但是无论我们外在怎么表现，都会显出神的这个美容来。
But as a Christian, we are supposed to show the glory of God. From our life.
所以我们最重要的乃是要披戴耶稣基督。
So the most important thing we should put on Jesus Christ.
学习主耶稣的样式。
Learn from Jesus Christ.
当然学习他属灵的样式，就好像爱心、他的诚实、他的公义、他的圣洁。
Yeah, learn the spiritual features of Jesus Christ, like his love, his holy, his caring.
所以说成为基督徒要活出基督徒的生命。
So, being a Christian, we are supposed to live as a Christian.
这样的为主摆上是最有福的。
So, the, you know, if we submit ourselves for the Lord as most blessed.
如果你已经相信耶稣基督。
If you have already accepted Lord Jesus.
如果你为主而活，你是不会后悔的。
You will not regret if you live for the Lord.
很多人将离开世界的时候
many people when they are dying,
他们不信主的时候，他们就会很后悔，为很多事情很后悔。
They will feel regret about a lot of things.
有些人就说，哇，我不信神，我真后悔。
They feel regret about not believing God.
我对家人不好，我真错。
Didn't love enough their families.
我的生活太奢侈，太浪费，我太。
It's waste a lot of things in my life.
但是从来没有人说，哎呀，我后悔过了一生基督徒的生命，从来没有的。
But nobody has ever said I feel regret that I have lived a Christian life.
所以求主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
在新的一年里面
In a new year,
让我们生命真的披戴耶稣基督
So we can put on Jesus Christ
透过读圣经
reading Bible,
追求属灵的知识
pursuing, spiritual knowledge,
活出一个更爱主的生命
Live out a life with, full of love, more love of
爱神爱人
Love God, love people
这样我们就不会浪费我们的光阴。
In this way, we will not waste our time.
也不会浪费我们的财物。
We will not waste our property.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
因为你应许不撇去我们。
Because you promise that you will never leave us behind.
虽然面对这新的一年。
When we are facing a new year.
一个未知数的一年
we don't know what is going to happen in the future.
但求主你教导我们数算我们的日子
May you teach us how to count our days.
好叫我们过一个敬畏你的生命
So that we have a life that fear you.
我们晓得你必引导我们的道路
We know that you will guide us.
带领我们走过前面的一年的生活
Lead us through the next year.
让我们从你那边得力量来克服一切的挑战困难。
Give us your strength so that we can face all kinds of challenges and difficulties.
让我们这教会能够在这个地区为你发光，为你作盐。
May this church be your glory to you in this area.
也一起成长来荣耀你的名。
And we, brothers and sisters, we grow up together and glorify your name.
我们将祷告感谢乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.